I'm just letting y'all know for the rest of the show, Truth will be doing it by himself. Because I just don't understand. What did that happen? You just felt the earth. So that's your wife.
That was going, I'll be like, yo.
That is a movie, Truth. That is something that you would do for a film.
Is it?
Yes.
I just always, that was it. Like, yo, you actually, but I came pretty close to that, but she was way too old to marry.
But she did all of that. But if that was your wife, it shouldn't matter what age she was.
She didn't say I love you though. That was
no, you didn't say I love you. You said I above you.
I above you. Right. She didn't say that. She said thank you. And that was another thing for me. She said, she looked up, she said, thank you. I said, what? Nobody's ever thanked me for putting my penis into your mouth. Right? Nobody's ever did that. So you know what I did, Tosh? I took her goddamn hand. And I raised it up in the air. I said, you are the new champ. I did give her a title. I told her she was the champ.
This is why I know that you're never getting married. But see, the crazy part is people, the way that he talk, he probably is somewhere married. He's just not going to tell me.
No.
Because he kind of like get, you know, like as you're coming in, like as I'm taking him back home and stuff, right. He kind of get chilled and chilled, more chill and chill. The closer we get to home.
Like, the character, all the
truth. So all the character. So all the character go from out of them.
Right.
Like,
right.
Real quick. That's why I hate when people see me out and they know that I do, you know, that I do this. Mm-hmm. And they be like, they be trying to think that I'm going to be like that when I'm out. And I'm
I be real chill. Like, don't touch me. Like, don't get away from me.
Like, don't talk to me like that. Like, ew. That's like so disrespectful.
Right. Like, well, you caught me and I told you when I walked out the house, the lady said, did I have some
sneakers? Did she have some sneakers?
Do I have some sneakers for her? I have never seen this person before in my life. Walk past, just look up. Oh, there's a human being. Excuse me, you have some sneakers or anything you can give me?
That's what I said. So, well, do you have some sneakers to give her?
No. Hello, Amazon.
I'm ready to just bring a thing of clothes and sit them on your not on your porch.
Don't
but
do
on
that.
The side.
Don't do I that. Said, they do that next door. It's a house. It's not abandoned, but they just have. It's just too much.
They hang clothes up.
It's just. I don't want to. Listen, then about maybe half an hour before that, I went to the store to get these Perrier's, and I'm walking down the street, just random. Lady said, she walked past me, and she said, excuse me, hey, why don't you zip your jacket up? It is cold outside. Why don't you have your jacket? I'm like, yo, I don't know you. Well, why are you talking to me like that?
But this is what I'm saying. She was just really being nice. This is what I mean. When people are saying, oh, you rolled your eyes. Did you roll your eyes? Did you just roll your damn eyes?
Yes, I did.
Hard. No, you have to respect the people now.
You don't.
I seen a baby that they didn't have the coat and everything on, and I zipped the baby up and put the baby hood on.
I don't know if it's old people who have some kind of authority thing, they just have to talk to you and tell you. They start talking to you in the middle of whatever they were thinking. So, you'd be like,
no, They get it out. They make sure that they get it out. They probably thinking about their kids.
Thinking about their grandkids. Like, yeah, and by the way, you know what this bitch did to me the other day? Like, I don't, who are you talking to? Grady?
Damn.
You know what I mean?
You real bad.
They hate me on the strip. Oh,
you mad as hell about that coat.
You got an attitude.
She told you to button up your coat, so you mad.
Yeah, like, who the fuck? You don't tell me what to do.
But you probably buttoned that coat up, too.
I purposely left that jacket.
You purposely was cold. Right.
Yeah, and then, like, another one, we turned into the new year, and it was, like, the 11th of January. This witch keep telling me, Happy New Year, baby. I'm like, first of all, I don't know you. Second of all, we are 2 weeks into the year. Happy, oh, you got a motherfucking attitude. I see how somebody just messed your day up, didn't they? Yo, they hate me because I'm telling them, get away from me. I don't want to fucking, 3 a.m, I'm going to go get some snacks.
Why is you outside at 3 a.m. the way they shooting people?
Because I'm disrespectful to myself. I walk to the corner store. Taxi.
Why is the corner store open at 3:30 in the morning?
That bitch open 24 hours a day.
Damn, look what you called it. Go ahead. Well, anyway.
So I'm just want, I got my everything on. I don't want to. I just want to go in, come out. Taxi hat. You need a hat, taxi? Lucy's, DVDs, cigarettes, anything you need, I got that. I'm like, okay, let me just let it go. Let me let it go. I'm going to just assume, even though it's only me, it's only me out here that they're not talking to me.
Dude.
I go in the store, the bitch comes in the store. Bitch comes in the store and says, you need a hat? Taxi hat. So I probably say, listen, I don't need no mother. Then why? Why are you screaming at me? Da, 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 da. She's like, oh, you just ain't getting no pussy this morning or something. Because your attitude sucks. You don't need no DVDs or Lucy's. Y'all get away from me.
This is what he attract, though, y'all. This is what he attract. That's the crazy part. He attract this. I want to say hi to Aunt Chris.
Hey, Aunt Chris.
But he attracts this. It's never a dull moment. He gets in the car and says, the lady just asked me, do I have any sneakers? So he mad. He hot. So I look at him. I said, well, do you? He like, no, I got no fucking sneakers for her.
Right.
He be mad as hell.
Leave me alone.
Like, he be mad as hell.
Next thing you know, anyone's, like I said, I'm approachable. Just don't touch
he
me.
He be mad as hell.
But when I'm not in the PC radio, DJ,
that's what I'm saying.
World,
so when he coming out the house, he's so calm, cool, and collected. Mm-hmm. The closer that we get to the studio, the more raunchy he starts talking. He gets raunchier and raunchier and raunchier. I just be looking at him like, I just be driving like...
I'm going to show you this.
Something is truly wrong with him.
Damn, I love the Tosh and Truth podcast.